Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a Gel Flex Grid. The Gel Flex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the Gel Flex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It is our 5 o'clock happy hour, brought to you by the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey, my happy place, and where we're going to be next week, or 2 weeks, actually, June 21st, for our next live show. Please join us for that. It's going to be a blast, all right? June 21st at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey, my happy place. And I'm happy because my buddy David Gelman's going to be joining us. He, of course, Gelman Law. What's up, my man? How are you?
Hey, Rich. Good. How you doing?
Great. First of all, thank you for coming to my kids' lemonade stand yesterday. It was really nice to see you, and the Mount Laurel police were there, and you got to see some of your guys that you know as being a former prosecutor and now a defense attorney in Jersey. But I appreciate your support, and it was great to meet your daughter.
Oh, hey. It was a great time. You guys always put on a heck of a lemonade stand. Your daughter can make a really good lemonade, but I got to tell you, I was very impressed with just, you know, how she shook down everybody. Right. You know, she really gets it from her dad.
Yeah, I mean, Reagan was a monster. She would just go up to people and hand them lemonade and then turn around and go, money, please.
Yeah, exactly. I like
whether they wanted the lemonade or not, she was getting that money. She wasn't going to take any chances.
Yeah, I'm telling you, she's got a future.
All right, we got a lot to chat about. First of all, I want to say thank you again. You bought 100 tickets to Jimmy Fallon's comedy show, which is going to be on Saturday, June 22nd. We don't have the tickets physically yet in hand, but we're going to work on that. But thank you again for your generosity with that. It's going to be a great time. And now we have this text chain that me, you, and Fallon are on, which is great because we can just bust his chops nonstop.
It's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. Jimmy, you know, he really is what you see on TV is what you get pretty much on our text chain in real life. So I can't wait for the Grand Hotel with us because they may close it after us. I don't know.
It might be the end. It might be the last day in Grand Hotel history. Let me ask you this question. First of all, let's begin with the Hunter Biden case. It seems pretty open and shut to me. The jury deliberations began about an hour ago. No verdict today. But it is Delaware. It's Biden country. So what's your read on everything?
Yeah, you're right. I mean, look, this is an open and shut case. Frankly, this should have never even gone to trial. But the only reason it did is because of this hometown cooking that they think they're going to have. And they may have something. Look, the jury, everybody pretty much on there has some type of Biden connection. Either they worked with somebody who's a family member, or they know the Bidens. Because, you know, look, Delaware is not a big state. Biden's very well known there. He's spent pretty much his whole life there. So, there is some hometown cooking there. That's the only reason they brought it, in my opinion. But look, there's so much evidence. It's overwhelming. So if it is anything but a guilty verdict, that's exactly why they did it.
Now, this is not the big one. The big one, the big enchilada, is going to be the financial crimes case. That happens in September. That's the big one. That's the one they're really worried about. But interestingly enough, if Hunter Biden's idiot legal team had just accepted that plea agreement last summer, all this would have gone away because they were wrapping financial crimes into the gun diversion agreement.
Well, remember that movie Wall Street? You know what? Hogs get fed, pigs get slaughtered.
Yeah.
Or is it the other way around? That's exactly what happened. They had such a sweetheart deal. I mean, he was going to get a diversionary program for a gun, that's like a form of probation, if you will. That never happens. Literally, Rich, never happens in federal court. So they really got greedy at the very end. And thank God that judge said, you know what? You know, game over, guys. You're going to have to try this now.
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, in the event that there is a guilty verdict here, that is going to definitely change some things for the September trial, because then he's going to be a convicted federal felon. And if that's the case, if he gets found guilty, then his exposure for prison time jumps up tremendously.
Oh, really? All right, explain that to us, David Gelman. Why does that change?
So in the federal system, it all goes by guidelines, okay? So, it goes like 1 to 100, if you will. He right now is on the lower tier. Now, if you are convicted, if you are a convicted felon, and you have another offense and you are found guilty or plead guilty, your score jumps up dramatically. So you could be looking at another 5, 10, even 15 years in federal prison. And federal prison is different than a state prison because you have to do at least 85% of whatever your sentence is. So you're not going to get parole until that 85% hit.
Well, that's something. I don't think people realize that. So then does that give it more likely then that he would try to get he would plead guilty, or would you still risk going to trial in that sense?
Well, if he's found guilty here, I would think that they're going to try to work out a plea. They'd have to. I don't know if it would be a simultaneous plea with the Delaware one, but they would be out of their mind to do it. And remember, they're not going to have hometown cooking there. That's going to be California. So it's not going to be the same old Joe Biden place.
True. I mean, California is still a wacky left state, but there are a lot of Republican voters in California. There's lots of them. So it is a much different place. All right. Now, let me throw a couple scenarios at you in terms of how all this plays out. If Hunter Biden is found guilty and Joe Biden pardons him, and I know you don't need a guilty verdict to get a pardon, but if he does that and then wraps the financial crimes into it just to make all this go away for himself, because there's a lot of potential exposure here for Joe Biden. Everything on that laptop links back to him and the business dealings with Ukraine and him as vice president. He's got to be very worried about all this coming out. The Democrats have to be worried about this coming out in a big October surprise.
Well, you're right. Look, I don't even know if Joe knows what's on the laptop or knows where he's at today. But Democrats, the Democrats, I'm sure, are shaking in their pants right now. And they should be, because there's a lot of evidence on there. I mean, look, Hunter is not the sharpest tool in the shed. He took pictures of himself doing God knows what with who knows what. So, I'm sure he has a lot of incriminating evidence against his father and his uncle, who has who was referred to the DOJ last week. So there's going to be a lot of different scenarios that happen. But remember, Biden did say in an interview last week that he wouldn't pardon his son. But, look, come on. Are we going to believe that?
No.
That time is going to be after the election. So if he wins or loses, it doesn't matter. He has no recourse.
Yeah, exactly. And if they want him out of this race, then the pardon becomes the perfect vehicle for which he can do it. He can say, I got to be a dad first. I know this is the end of my political career, blah, blah, blah. But I have to do it to save Hunter from the, they're only going after him because he's a Biden. And then it makes it easy for them to dump him if that's what they're going to do. Because I'm looking at these poll numbers and it's getting worse for him. Trump may have been found guilty in New York, but his poll numbers went up.
Yep, exactly. And look, Biden, he had a terrible week again in Normandy. Obviously, you and I,
speaking
Jimmy,
of the pants shaking, I think the reason why the pants were shaking in Normandy might be because, well, a rumor is he pooped. And you're an attorney. You're a respected attorney. I don't need you to comment on that, but, you know.
You know, I don't know anything. I can't say anything. But, but, Jimmy, you know, Rich, where there's smoke, there's fire. So that's how I would look at it.
Where there's smell, right, there's... Right. Sorry, yes.
But where were we at here now? I got off on the...
I don't even know. What's the latest on the Trump case? Now, over the weekend or Friday, there was this idea that a juror may have said something to a cousin or something or other. There was this thing. Do we know if it's real? And B, is that grounds for a mistrial if it is?
So, yeah, like you were saying, there was a Facebook post. Now, we don't know when that Facebook post was printed. Was it a week ago, right after the trial? Was it a couple days ago? Who knows? But they're still trying to find out if that Facebook post is real. And the Facebook post said that, hey, my cousin's on the jury, and we knew there, and I knew there was a guilty verdict the night before the actual verdict came down. If that is true, what has to happen is there has to be motions filed by the defense, by the defense, saying, look, we have to open this case up. We have to have a mistrial because there's prejudice against President Trump, because you cannot talk to anybody about this case. Remember, Mershon told them every day when they left, you cannot say a word to anybody. Don't read anything. Don't say anything. You're locked up. This is exactly why he should have actually sequestered the jury, meaning they should have gone to a hotel for a couple days or whenever, or however long it took, because this is exactly what was going to happen. I have a good feeling about this, and I might have a little privy inside information, but the balls are turning, and I would expect to hear of something by the end of the week.
Now, that's big, David Gelman, and since you are one of the Trump campaign surrogates out there speaking on the president's behalf when it comes to legal matters, that's huge. So I appreciate the little preview, the little tease. I guess the question that I'll ask you is, do you still stand by your prediction that there will not be a sentencing on July 11th?
I do. And now, because of this, especially I do. The reason being, no. So today, President Trump had a virtual interview with probation, and they do that for every state case. What happens is a probation officer asks you pretty much whatever about your life. Now, look, we all know about President Trump's life, but they got to do this as a formality. What's going to happen, though, is there's going to be other motions that are going to happen prior to the sentencing, and especially with this potential of a mistrial that would happen, they will definitely postpone this sentencing. There's no reason to fast track it, because even this judge, as biased as he is, he realizes that, I may have a problem here and I may have to declare a mistrial, even though I don't want to. So I'm telling you, I don't know if I'm in the minority or not, but I just don't see it happening in July.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I think you're right, and I agree with you. And then let's turn to Georgia now. The Georgia case is effectively over because of what the Georgia, I guess it was the Georgia Appellate Court or the Supreme Court, the motion that they made last week, right?
Yep, the Appellate Court. They made a motion. They suspended the trial indefinitely until they ruled on if Fani Willis is allowed to stay on as prosecutor. And we all know, they're going to say, no, you cannot stay on. Your office can't stay on. That's going to happen in October. So if that happens in October, there is no way that this is going to be resumed until after November, the election. And what I anticipate is going to happen is the attorney general's office in Georgia or another office, independent office, is going to take a fresh look at this case. And they're going to see what everybody else sees. that this is a political case. It's all politically motivated for one reason and one reason only, to stop President Trump from becoming the next president. And they're going to have to dismiss this case. And if that's the case, game over.
And then what happens if they don't dismiss the case, but he's elected president of the United States? I mean, a sitting president can't stand criminal trial in state court, can he?
No, he can't. That's not allowed. Even Fonnie Willis would understand that. Well, at least I hope she would. But no, you can't. So it would be postponed indefinitely until after his presidency, which would be at least 4 years, if not longer. And by that time, look, you're going to have potential witnesses that disappear or whatnot, mm-hmm. and the evidence is not nearly going to be as strong.
And then now let's turn to Jack Smith. And when Congressman Tom Massie said to the Attorney General of the United States last week, he said, "Where's the special counsel statute? Was Jack Smith ever appointed by the president, confirmed by the Senate?" The answer is no, and there's no special counsel statute. And now that the judge, Judge Eileen Cannon, federal judge in the classified documents case, has agreed to hear that argument, if she rules that Jack Smith's appointment is unconstitutional, then all of those cases also go away.
That's exactly correct. They have to go away. Look, and you also have the immunity argument that is before the Supreme Court that we'll probably get by the end of June. So all these cases will not happen. President Trump is going to run the table with these cases now. It's going to be insane. And the liberals, they're going to have their minds blown because they thought these were going to be slam dunks. And it's turning out to be anything but.
Yeah. Yeah, David Gelman, it's turning into anything but. It's only helped him politically speaking, no doubt about it. I mean, you and I, we were around cops yesterday, and they're all with him. Nobody is changing their mind because he's a quote-unquote convicted felon. I also think it's going to backfire in them using that term constantly because there's so many people that get involved in the criminal justice system. You even had Joe Rogan come out and say, like Trump's gangster now. I mean, you got rappers coming out and saying, hey, this guy's one of us now.
Yeah, remember yesterday one of the cops even said something related yes. to that with President Trump, and you and I were laughing about it. And he's right. I guess it gives him more street cred, if anything. I don't know.
Yeah.
But, look, what's happening now is they see that is a political motivation. That's all it is. There's no criminal intent here. There was no criminal acts. This is all political for one reason and one reason only. And it is backfiring. I mean, the polls show it.
And you're one of the most successful and prominent defense attorneys in New Jersey, David Gelman. So when people are found guilty of a crime, even if they never serve jail time, they still get that moniker convicted felon. So even if they make a plea agreement and that they plead guilty to, they're technically a convicted felon. So this is why I think the sting of it, in my opinion, is not nearly what the Democrats were hoping for.
Well, that's right. And also, let's remember this, Rich. Aren't the liberals and the Democrats, aren't they trying to get away from the term felon, convicted
Thank
felon?
Thank you.
You know, what are they trying to call them? Like individuals that are incarcerated or, you know, made a mistake or some
no.
cockamamie thing now?
No, you can't say incarcerated either. You got to say, I think the new woke term is justice-involved individual, I believe is what that means.
Yeah. Justice-involved individuals. Yeah, they should have an acronym or something. But there is no way it's a Democrat talking point, convicted felon. That's all they're saying. And if it's anybody else, look, even Hunter Biden, if he gets convicted, how many times do you think they're going to say convicted felon? I'd love to take odds on this one. It's not going to happen.
A justice-involved person, in my opinion, is somebody who the Justice League has to go after in the old animated series that we grew up on watching as kids. Friends. David Gelman, last question for you, because I know you're in high demand. You got Newsmax and Newsmax hits almost daily now. When do you think we're going to hear from the former and future president again regarding the New York case, if you had to make a prediction?
As you are aware, he is very active on social media, on True Social. He talked about it. I would say probably by the end of the week, he's going to have something to say. And I'm hoping by the end of the week, we're also going to have, again, a little more, if you will, information regarding this post. And again, from what our team is talking about, I think we're going to. So If I was going to put some money on it, which, you know, I do like to wager every now and then on a game, I will take the I'll take by the end of the week.
GelmanLawFirm.com. That's where you find him. David Gelman, thanks, my friend. Always a pleasure. Appreciate it, buddy.
Thanks, Rich. Talk to you soon.
It's the 5 o'clock happy hour on the Rich Cioli Show. Brought to you by the Oceanfront Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. A premier full-service resort and conference center. GrandHotelCapeMay.com.
And the big story of the hour is that the jury in the Hunter Biden gun case has been, they're gone for the day. They'll be back tomorrow. No verdict as of today. That is the big story brought to you by our buddy, Dr. Mike Vanaria, VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile, V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VanariaDental.com. And I had a great day yesterday with his daughter, Nicole Montgomery, and her husband, Rich, and their kids as we raised money for the Sunday Kids. Kids with cancer, and there are four of them in our area who we raised money for in the lemonade stand. And as David was mentioning, my daughter Reagan shaking everybody down, including the cops, by the way, multiple times. As in, each cop multiple times got a glass of lemonade from my four-year-old daughter Reagan, and then she said, "Money, give me your money." It was a shakedown right out of something Mario Puzo would have written. But look, Joe Biden should not be the candidate in this race. Everybody knows that. And a lot of Democrats are saying that. Here's James Carville saying it. Now, he knows exactly what the deal is. Biden can't win. He went on John Katsimides' show on WABC on Sunday called the Cats Roundtable. John Katsimides is the owner of 77 WABC. WABC is a classic radio station, one of the originals, one of the OGs. It's actually where Rush Limbaugh launched his nationally syndicated talk show, was out of WABC in New York. Started in California, but then quickly New York, and then, you know, the rest is history. So it's an iconic station, and I even got to fill in there a couple years ago when I was just getting my, getting my way into the business. I got to do a couple shows at WABC. It was a true honor. Anyway, this is what Carville said to Katsimides on Sunday, Cut 9.
But the 90s were then, and this is where we are now. And, you know, we have a choice to make in November, and it isn't the choice that I was crazy about. I actually was very public that I thought that President Biden should not run for re-election. But he did, and it's him and Trump, and that's where I am. And
if anything, if President Biden decides not to run or is ill and can't run, where does the Democratic Party go?
There's so much talent, and a lot of it is young and vigorous and energetic. I think Hakeem Jeffers is doing a great job, by the way, is leader, you know, much more than before. But I thought that President Biden should consider not running for the election, but that's not the choice that he made. And so I gotta live in the world that I've got to live in, not the world I wanted to live in.
However, if the powers that be think that Joe Biden's going to lose to Donald Trump, the convention's not until the end of August. And I've been telling you, I think that this the way to get him out is to use the pardon. Pardons his son. Whether his son's found guilty or not in the gun case is irrelevant. Still pardon him and avoid the financial crimes trial and the potential October surprise. It cannot be oversaid what's on that laptop. They did not try to suppress the laptop because of Weed Slut 420's pictures with Hunter Biden. There's another former Obama official coming out and saying, you know what? Yes, it was my patriotic duty to sign that letter. 51 former national intelligence hacks say that the Hunter Biden laptop has all the earmarks of Russian disinformation. You know as well as I do, it's because the old man and the crimes, his financial crimes and selling out the office of the vice presidency, that's why they went into overdrive to hide the laptop. That's why they went into overdrive, the unholy triad of big tech, corporate media, and the government working to make you think it's Russian disinformation. It's not because of what Weed Slut 420 had to say, my original Instagram handle. No, it's because of that. And that's what scares them. It scares them that you got a guy right now with 37% approval rating, who is losing in every single swing state poll, who's lost his mind, and then you have this financial crimes case that comes out in October. The October surprise that they purposely lied to us about because they were so worried about what was on that laptop. And that's what's going to come out in that trial. So I'm just saying, you got guys like Carville out there. The message he sent to the Democrat Party is very, very clear. You got to get this. You got to get this guy out. By the way, some other breaking news here. Nancy Pelosi, the vampiric one, admits that she should have taken more responsibility for the United States Capitol building on January the 6th, 2021. Newly released footage shows the vampiric one, Nancy Pelosi, admitting responsibility for the lack of National Guard presence at the U.S. Capitol on J6th, the high holy day of the left. The video has sparked a wide range of reactions. It was shot, actually, interestingly enough, by her daughter, Alexandra. Her daughter is the one who said that Nancy Pelosi will cut your head off and drink your blood or something to that effect. But it was provided to congressional investigators via HBO. Take a listen.
We have responsibility, Terry. We did not have any accountability for what was going on there, and we should have. This is ridiculous. You're going to ask me in the middle of the thing when they've already breached the inaugural stuff should we call the Capitol Police? I mean, the National Guard? Why weren't the National Guard there to begin with?
They thought that they had sufficient resources.
No, there's not a question of how they had been. They don't know. They clearly didn't know, and I take responsibility for not having them just prepare for more.
Yeah, you see that? They should have been there, and she takes responsibility for it. One more time. Let's hear the vampiric one. The fangs are out. And you have to understand this. When the fangs are out, it's a little bit difficult to hear her. When she gets angry, the fangs just automatically pop out. So that's why it's tough to hear her speak, just so you understand. She's also at the time, yes, wearing a mask in the backseat of the car with her daughter. But go ahead.
We have responsibility, Terry. We did not have any accountability for what was going on there, and we should have. This is ridiculous. You're going to ask me in the middle of the thing when they've already breached the inaugural stuff should we call the Capitol Police? I mean, the National Guard? Why weren't the National Guard there to begin with?
They thought that they had sufficient resources.
No, there's not a question of how they had been. They don't know. They clearly didn't know, and I take responsibility for not having them just prepare for more.
You should take responsibility, Vampiric One. And we've been told this lie the entire time that Trump never wanted the National Guard there and blah, blah, blah. Well, there you go. I mean, the fangs just said it for all of us. She should take responsibility for that. But what a lie we've been sold regarding all this, right? What a lie. She was in charge of security for the United States Capitol building. I have news for you. The president is not in charge of the Capitol. I know that that's crazy, but he's not. See, in this, my formerly pangolin-stained fingers here, I have a copy of the United States Constitution. And Article 1 is all legislative powers are granted to the Congress of the United States. For example, you may not know this. When the president of the United States goes to deliver the State of the Union address, which he does not have to give in person, it's another legacy of Wilson's horrific reign of terror on the United States of America, that we got to sit through that speech. Originally, they used to just send a letter, but he has to be invited. Oh, pro tip, vampires have to be invited in too. So if Pelosi ever shows up at your house, she can't just walk in. You have to invite a vampire into your house. Did you know that, Matt DeSantis? Did you know that?
I did not know that, but this seems like something worth knowing.
Yeah. Yeah, so if the vampiric one ever shows up at your door, it's like, and the fangs, and she's, you know, the deep breathing and everything. Remember, you have to invite a vampire in. So
You know. Can't just force her way into the house. No. Okay, good. That's good to know. I feel safer now.
She also, when she was in the car that day with her daughter driving around, she could not see her reflection in the mirror either. So.
The windows were tinted, now that I think about it.
I'm just saying.
Keeping the sun out.
And the whole time she's going, I should have flown. It's quicker. She likes flying. It's easier for her. And garlic does repel vampires, too, which is why Pelosi likes pineapple on her pizza, because she's from California, and they're kooks. And you'd never, ever, ever get a vampire eating my homemade pizza. Because that comes out of the wood-fired oven, and I do a thing. I take garlic. This is another pro tip here. I take garlic, and I roast it in olive oil, and I get a little garlic confit going. I put that on the pizza after it comes out of the wood-fired pizza oven at 900 degrees. Oh, phenomenal. Vampire-proof. So what happens is she shows up at your doorstep. She's like, hi, I'm asking for your vote. Can I come in? You go, no. And also, and then you hold up the garlic confit pizza, and she'll... So I'm just public service.
Delicious and practical.
That really is what the show should be known for, being delicious and practical at the same time. There's one thing you could describe this show as, it's delicious and practical, all at once. All right, 855-839-1210 is the number. EJ and Tony's delicious and practical, and he also got the crazy cat lady in the house the other day was giving him the finger during his testimony on the economy. We'll chat with him straight ahead. But look, couple show notes for you. Number one, Jack Carr, June 25th, 7 p.m. at the Zlock Performing Arts Center at Bucks County Community College. So I want to see you there. June 25th. It's going to be a great night. Jack Carr, number one New York Times bestselling author. His new book, Red Sky Morning. We'll talk about what it was like being a Navy SEAL, the state of our military today, the state of national security today, the deep state. Jack's got a lot of opinions on that. He loves the Constitution. We always talk about the Bill of Rights when we're together. And I'll probably, definitely get him to tell me how many confirmed kills he has as a Navy SEAL sniper. So mark your calendar and join us. I have to tell you, all the VIP tickets are sold out already. The event is about 60% sold. It's going to sell out probably by the end of the week. So go to 1210WPHT.com right now and get your tickets. Don't miss out. You're going to get to see Jack. He's going to sign your book. It is going to be a great night. Tuesday, June 25th at the Zlock Performing Arts Center at Bucks County Community College in Newtown, PA. All right, so do that today. Now, I also want to tell you, my buddy Dr. Mike Veneria is such a great guy. I really appreciate the amazing smiles that he gives to people. He's a fantastic, fantastic dentist. And that's why for 10 years in a row, Dr. Mike has been recognized as a top dentist in New Jersey among his peers. Among his peers, that's a big deal. He has two offices to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury. So what are you waiting for? Reach out to him today for your perfect smile. We are still right in the middle of graduation season. In fact, a lot of the high schools graduate, I think, on June 20th or so. So you have plenty of time to get that smile, but you got to hurry. So reach out to him today. 856-786-2020. 856-786-2020 or visit VeneriaDental.com. He's the best at what he does and the master of dental implants. If you've had an estimate for complicated dental work, get a second opinion with my buddy Dr. Mike. It's worth it. And if you've been on the fence about getting that dental procedure done, just know you're in the absolute best hands. VeneriaDental.com, 856-786-2020, Dr. Mike Veneria.
Hugs from patients, like Patrick. It's something QC Kinetics medical professionals experience every day.
I hugged them. You should hug somebody who does that for you. They gave me my life back, and I really didn't know where I was going to go because I was definitely afraid of having a knee replacement done.
No surgery, no downtime with QC Kinetics regenerative treatments. They give patients relief from joint pain using their own healing properties to repair and restore damaged tissue. And the results? Well, that's why we see a lot of hugs at QC Kinetics.
Everything is back that I thought I was never going to be able to do again. I'm still smiling. Sometimes it gets emotional. I get a tear in my eye because of how I was before I went in there.
Those smiles and hugs never get old at QC Kinetics. It means patients are finally getting relief. And now it's your turn. Call QC Kinetics today for your complimentary consultation and see if you're a good candidate for these amazing treatments. Call QC Kinetics, 215-999-3000. That's 215-999-3000. 215-999-3000.
Clouds rolling in after midnight, low 62. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, high of 77. On Wednesday, we'll be back up in the 80s, partly cloudy again. And on Thursday, lots of sunshine, high 89. On Friday, high of 92.
Don't let a cold, sinus infection, or allergies ruin your day. Breathe easier, sleep better, and feel healthier with Navage. Visit Navage.com, Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, or a store near you.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. In the process, started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. The ugly truth is when you buy a timeshare, you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. I recently helped a couple that had their maintenance fees go from $800 to $3,200 a year. They also received a $4,000 assessment for a hurricane that was over 1,000 miles away. Sound crazy? The crazy thing is, this never ends. Call my office now. If we take you as a client, I guarantee we'll cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit. Call 800-329-2121. That's 800-329-2121. 800-329-2121.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. We are eager to offer amazingly competitive prices, plus an additional $1,000 Costco discount on all new Cherry Hill Volvos. When leasing or purchasing a new or certified Cherry Hill Volvo, you become a valued part of our team. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
My dad loves Philly sports, and I need a Father's Day gift.
Tickets to see Joe Conklin are the perfect Father's Day gift.
Oh, my goodness. It was absolutely wonderful. All the voices and the singing.
And just seeing my dad, like seeing the look on my dad's face.
Just the mix of the comedy and the singing. You never knew which way they were going to go with it.
See Joe Conklin with the City Rhythm Orchestra at Wildwood Catholic Academy in North Wildwood Saturday, June 29th. And at the Ocean City Music Pier in Ocean City, New Jersey on Saturday, July 13th. For tickets, go to JoeConklin.com.
It's the Rich Cioli Show. Live from the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We got no verdict yet in the Hunter Biden gun case, but could be tomorrow. We'll keep you posted, obviously. 855-839-1210 on Twitter, at Rich Zioli. Don't forget, June 21st, we are back at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey, my happy place. So come out and join us for our next live show, Friday, June 21st. The Admiral of the Zioli Navy, Jimmy Failla himself, will be stopping by to say hello. So I'm excited for that. It's going to be great. He got the middle finger last week by the crazy cat lady at the Senate hearing. He is Dr. E.J. Antoni, research fellow at the Heritage Foundation's Grover M. Herman Center for the Federal Budget. What's up, my man?
Hey, it's my pleasure, Rich, to once again be back on the most delicious and practical radio show in the country.
Well, I appreciate you saying that, because I'm looking at your Twitter bio, and I got to say, you're becoming the in-house economist to a lot of shows. I'm getting a little jealous there.
I tell you what, it's not right. Let me just say that. It is not right, and something needs to be done about it.
I mean, even Valdez, okay. Even Valdez has stolen you. I mean, come on, Rich. Stop whoring everybody.
Even, and he even told me, he goes, next time you're on with Mr. Zioli, you got to give him a big hello from me. Apparently you guys go back a ways and there's some really bad blood. I don't know.
He's the best. You know, so Valdez was Mark Levin's call screener. Now, of course, he is the host of the nationally syndicated America at Night on Westwood One, which is heard from at 10 p.m. And I was going to fill in for him on his show last week, but then Trump was found guilty, and then he decided to cut his vacation short to be on the air. What a freaking slacker. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. You're telling me. My goodness. I mean, if you're not going to work on a day that ends in Y, then really, what good are you?
Exactly. Thank you very much. So did it feel good to have some of the crazy cat lady in the back of the room flip you the bird during the Senate hearing?
Well, you know, had only I had eyes in the back of my head, I would have known it was going on, and I would have had a sense of satisfaction that I was making all the right people mad, you know? It's always good when you have the right enemies. When the crazy cat ladies don't like you, you're doing a good job.
I agree. And we love cat people. We just don't like the crazy cat people. But that's the thing. What were you talking about during that Senate testimony that got her all fired up anyway?
Well, apparently my very controversial take was the fact that if you increased costs in the insurance industry, like if you make it more expensive to replace a roof on your home, then expect homeowners insurance will also get more expensive. I know, it's crazy. I'm glad you're sitting down so you didn't fall over there. But at the end of the day, what did you think was going to happen when you devalued the dollar, when you drove up home prices, when you made cars more expensive? Everything that you're trying to insure, everything that you're underwriting with insurance products, guess what? That's going to cause insurance premiums to go through the roof. And that's what American consumers are experiencing right now, Rich.
I even read that some people are foregoing homeowners insurance to try to save money. That sounds like a very bad idea.
Oh, exactly. Yeah, going nude, as they say. And unfortunately, it's not even an option if you have a mortgage, because the bank is going to require that you still have insurance. And it's really sad what we're seeing in several markets, especially in Florida, is that so many people can't afford the homeowners insurance anymore. They're having to sell their homes, downsize, move somewhere else in the country, and they can only sell to a cash buyer because the person who's buying it is running into the same problem where they also can't get insurance, because not only is insurance getting more and more expensive, but a lot of companies don't even want to write the business anymore. So they're just moving out of markets entirely.
Now let's talk about food for a second here. First of all, I want to thank Mike Braun on Twitter. Mike just sent me something which he said is definitely designed for me right now. I've been to this pizza place. It's one of the absolute greatest of all time ever, hands down. It is some would argue the oldest pizzeria in America. It's a little controversial because of the chef and the pizzaiolo, but Titano's on Coney Island, and they're now looking to sell or potentially now. But the one condition, you want to know the condition is, EJ Antoni?
Oh, tell me.
You have to agree that if you want to own Titano's Pizzeria in Coney Island, no pineapples. He said, my grandfather would turn in his grave to hear pineapples. No pineapples. That has to be part of the deal if you want to buy what is considered one of the absolute greatest coal-fired pizzerias on planet Earth, Titano's. I think that's reasonable.
Yeah, you know what? I think would also be equally reasonable if we had a law, Rich, that said, look, if you're going to put pineapple on pizza, you're not allowed to chop the pineapple up, okay? You just have to eat it as you right off the tree. That's what you deserve if you're going to put a fruit on pizza. I'm just saying, I think this is common sense pizza control. Can't we all get behind that?
We certainly can, and we should, because we have to end this nonsense once and for all. Antoni, Zioli and Antoni, we should just buy Titano's together. I mean, what could possibly go wrong, right? This radio business ain't going to last forever.
No, that's fair. We got to worry about this DeSantis guy, though. What's he going to do? Is he going to try to, you know, get in there and ruin the business on us? I don't know.
It's a good point. It's a very good point. In California, where they have raised the minimum wage to $20 an hour, California fast food restaurants have cut 10,000 jobs. New York Post story says that you got franchises that are struggling to cut labor costs. They're raising prices. The California Business and Industrial Alliance slammed Gavin Newsom for pushing through the law. It was blamed for forcing one beloved taco chain to shutter 48 locations in the state. You even now see on commercials for McDonald's and other franchises, prices higher in California.
Absolutely. And when you go to those stores, oftentimes you don't even have a human being taking your order. You're going to a kiosk and you're typing your order in. And then at best, a human being takes your food off of a machine that prepared it and then just plops the bag on the counter or the tray on the counter for you to pick up. And Rich, you know, you're absolutely right. 10,000 jobs, boom, gone. All those poor people fired. But on top of that, what doesn't get talked about is the fact that tens of thousands of job openings went away. In other words, those were jobs that had not yet been filled, but these restaurants were planning to fill them. They were hiring, and now they're not anymore because they are increasingly planning on just doing away with those positions entirely and replacing them by things like machines. Because at the end of the day, if you have to pay someone as much as you're already going to pay for the machine and for the operating costs for that machine, why on earth would you opt for the human who will sometimes show up late or not show up at all, who might not be a very good employee, who can make mistakes when they're, you know, taking an order or preparing the order? Why on earth would you go through that hassle?
Well, that's just it. I mean, it's going to, we know it costs jobs. I mean, Seattle did this for $15 an hour. The way I look at it is, it's once again woke, progressive, narcissistic politicians doing something that will further their political career by signing a stupid law that will make them look better in the eyes of wealthy, progressive faculty members. And that hurts working class people. But they don't care about working class people. They know these jobs are going to be automated because these restaurants can't pay them $20 an hour when they're dropping a fry basket into hot oil. They can't. But they don't care because it's all about their own political future. And Gavin Newsom thinks, well, this will make me look good in the eyes of the wealthy white liberal elites. That's all I care about. I don't care about the people just trying to make a living.
Exactly, because if he did care about them, he'd care about the fact that he's taking away their jobs because he's making it illegal for employers to pay low-skilled workers unless you're willing to pay them charity. I mean, Rich, at the end of the day, all these minimum wage laws, everything you said is true, but I would add one thing. They're also inherently a lie because the minimum wage was, is, and always will be zero. If you don't have a job, that's the minimum, $0 an hour. And that's what all these poor people are getting now who lost their jobs. They're not getting 20 an hour. They're getting zero.
Yeah, they're getting zero, Doc. I mean, that's the thing. That's exactly right. But they won't talk about that fact. They'll just pretend like it's not happening. The other part about this, too, is that I heard a news story that said people now consider fast food to be a luxury item, something that they would consider to be like a special night out to take your kids to McDonald's. Man, if we're at that point in this country, this election's really going to be decided by McDonald's, by McDonald's voters, by people that because when we were kids, I don't know, I mean, we'd go to McDonald's quite a bit, probably too much, really, if you think about it. But now it's a special occasion to go to McDonald's and get a freaking Happy Meal.
Rich, I tell you what, the numbers are what they are. And when you ask people these questions and you get these shocking answers, I think that is a much more realistic representation of how the common man is doing right now, of what the typical American family is going through. That's a much more accurate depiction of the economy than when we get these headline numbers from, you know, from BLS or BEA, or, you know, throw another three-letter acronym together and you'll get another government agency putting out these bogus numbers. None of that matters. What matters is how the average American is actually doing today, if he can pay his bills, and if something as simple as fast food is out of his reach.
I'd give you the finger right now if I could, but I can't since we're not in person. But just know in my heart, I'm flipping
so
you the bird.
Rich.
Yeah, that's the it's the least I can do. Dr. E.J. Antoni, always a pleasure, my brother. We'll see you soon, hopefully in studio. Follow him on X at Real E.J. Antoni. Thank you, buddy.
Thank you, sir.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, so NJ Diet's going to help you lose some weight, whether or not you are foregoing fast food or not. There's lots of different ways to lose weight. But what you don't want to do is you don't want to go near the shots. All right? The shots are bad. And you got European countries banning them now. There's so many side effects being reported with these things. NJ Diet's all natural. It's the real way to lose weight. And it's faster than shots. 20 to 40 plus pounds in only 40 days. 40 days time. That means that by 4th of July, you are well on your way to looking and feeling your absolute best. And it's guaranteed weight loss. And they're with you every step of the way. You get the doctor's personal email, the doctor's personal phone number, all the support you need. And no shots, no hormones, no surgery, no awful tasting prepackaged food, none of that stuff. NJ Diet works with your unique biochemistry. And that's why it works. And there's locations close by you in Newark, Delaware, King of Prussia, Cherry Hill, and Princeton. Or live, online with video consultations at njdiet.com. So just go to 855-5-NJ-DIET. That's 855-5-NJ-DIET. You'll lose the weight. You'll feel great. 20 to 40 plus pounds gone with njdiet.com. You don't want to be wearing your shirt at the pool. You don't want to be wearing your shirt at the beach. NJDiet.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The Scioli Show on your schedule from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
There's a lot coming out about Pelosi and this unaired footage. I played it earlier for you, but basically now her daughter, the Vampiric One's daughter, shot 45 minutes of footage. It's now in the hands of congressional investigators, and they've had this the whole time. But, of course, the J6 committee was a scam, and it was done to try to make Donald Trump look responsible for January 6th. So they sat in all this, and it clearly shows Pelosi saying that she should have taken responsibility for security at the Capitol. She should have called in the National Guard. And there's no doubt about it that they wanted this to be hidden. And Liz Cheney, Adam Kissinger, the two of them, they tried to do everything they possibly could to never let this see the light. Because it's her house. I mean, it's not her house, but as the speaker at the time, the Capitol building, the president doesn't get to just go into a chamber of Congress. He's got to be invited. He's not a member of Congress. The president of the United States is not a member of Congress. So when he wants to address the House of Representatives, he has to be invited. He has to ask. Same thing with the Senate. He wants to go and talk to the Senate. Well, he's got to be invited. He's not a member of the Senate just because he's president. So he's not responsible for security at the United States Capitol building. The Speaker of the House, the Majority Leader of the Senate, and the Sergeant-at-Arms. That's how it works. Now, the President of the United States can certainly help, and as certain things can be designated as certain events, that would give the President the ability to offer up resources, but it's not his building. It's her building. Well, at least it was at the time because she was Speaker. All right, fourth and final hour straight ahead for you. Don't go away.
Rich Scioli, weekday afternoons, 3 to 7, Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and on the free Odyssey app.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands. thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at MyBob's.com to play now.